going on? Jermaine Johnson. Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Happy Victory Monday. Jets get a huge win yesterday, 31-10 over the Chicago Bears in a bit of a monsoon. Terrible weather conditions. Obviously, a lot of controversy going into the game, whether it's whether Zach Wilson should have been benched or not, Zach Wilson being inactive, should they have gone with Mike White, Joe Flacco? There was so much, pretty much negativity coming off that, you know, New England Patriots game, 10-3, obviously, you know, losing that one. And then obviously all the stuff with Zach. And as I mentioned, you know, who they go to as a starter, whether they should have benched Zach, all those different things. Then you look at the weather, it's going to be a pouring rain, gusting winds, all this different stuff. And you're like, this is set up, you know, the coin predicted the Bears, all these different things. And first drive, Jets go down. Mike White, you know, could not have played better. I believe 22-28, 315 yards. Three touchdowns, obviously no interceptions, QBR of 91.7, which is the highest in the NFL this week. And I believe, top 10 highest, best QBRs of the year so far. On top of that, EPA per play wise, he had the fourth best game in the entire season. The only guys with a better game this year are Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. So Jets dominated. I'll get into the defensive side of the ball first, but obviously let's start with the offensive side of the ball, right? Mike White, again, was cool, calm, composed. Only had one or two throws. I felt like, something that Mike White struggled with last year when he played, you know, in the 10 or so quarters, whether it was the Patriots game, not going to really count that, but the Bengals game, even as well as he played, there was a lot of behind the line of scrimmage, a lot of really, really short throws. And then had a couple bad decisions in that Bengals game. Obviously the Buffalo Bills game, everyone kind of played well in the Colts game, obviously gets hurt. And then the Bills game was a mess and all that type of stuff. That's all true. But I felt like yesterday, limited to turnover-worthy throws. He had the one he forced to Garrett Wilson early on, probably could have been picked. But other than that, I felt like he was super accurate with the football. Went through his reads, went through his progressions. His eyes were really good. There's a good breakdown from Brian Baldinger, on Twitter and other places that I would, highly recommend people check out. But his feet were good, made the right decisions, was super accurate with the football, made some tough, tight window throws. The throw to Garrett Wilson was a really, really impressive throw on the 54-yard touchdown. The throw to Elijah Moore was a nice throw. Both of Moore's catches, who we'll get to in a second as well. Just the Jets' offense looked totally different with Mike White yesterday. It felt like, Michael Floyd likes to throw the football, and I know a lot of people want just that, standard running game. The Jets did run the ball well. Again, we'll get to that in a moment. But obviously the big story is Mike White. Look, Mike White is going to be the Jets starter as long as he plays well or even plays average. Yesterday was not average. He played exceptional. If he were thrown for four touchdowns yesterday, he would have had more touchdowns than Zach Wilson's had all year, or the same amount Zach Wilson's had all year. And, I know it's the Bears. I know the Bears had some injuries. Let's not forget the weather yesterday was god-awful. Sitting in that stadium, you were getting pelted with heavy raindrops all day long, wet football, the whole nine yards, Garrett Wilson and Tyler Conklin didn't even have gloves on by the second quarter or third quarter. So that's the type of weather we're in, but the energy and frankly, the fun the Jets played with yesterday. You see guys like Denzel, 10 different receivers catching footballs. Ty Johnson had an impact. Zonovan Knight had an impact. Denzel Mims, Corey Davis had a big catch after a drop early on. The only negative offensively, Michael Carter, gets banged up. Big set as well, but Max Mitchell came in and played well. So, Garrett Wilson, obviously, again, an exceptional game, 5 for 95, 2 touchdowns, just breaking ankles left and right. The juke move, yes, Eddie Jackson goes down, but the juke move he hit on the second touchdown is elite, elite level stuff. Makes tight window catches, is open constantly, and frankly has been an exceptional wide receiver one, even when Zach Wilson's played. But when Zach Wilson hasn't played, I think he's on pace. He was on pace in the three or four, I guess the four starts between Flacco and Mike White. If that was his full season stats, it was like 85, catches for 1300 yards and 17 touchdowns. If he played strictly with those guys, so he's going to continue to have a big impact. you just knew Elijah Moore was going to get the football yesterday. They got him, I believe, three targets. One will count as a rush because it was technically behind the line of scrimmage, but they finally used him out of that orbit motion. He made a really nice play in a post, you know, from the slot, you know, takes a big hit. He's able to stay up and get another 15, 20 yards. You see the emotion. And then a really, you know, obviously a really pretty touchdown pass from White. You know, Corey Davis early on has a drop, but then comes back and, you know, maybe it's good coverage. I'd say he should catch the football and then comes back on a similar play and makes a good catch. Denzel Mims, as I mentioned, catch yesterday. They got Uzama involved. Tyler Conklin in another big game. They got both backs involved. So other than Michael Carter getting, you know, having a potential ankle sprain, it looked like, you know, we'll see obviously today, but he couldn't have, yesterday could not have gone better. The Jets offense, you know, if they keep their foot on the gas, they're probably putting up 50, 55 points yesterday in the pouring rain. And now they've got a lot to, you know, kind of look forward to. Again, I thought White did a lot of things he did last year that were well. He got the ball out quickly, let guys make plays, but still, again, made a couple really impressive throws. You know, the ones to Wilson and Moore, you know, in particular were really nice. And if he can limit those one or two mistakes, you know, the Jets are in, could be in a really good spot here. They go to a Minnesota team that's also got a really pretty soft defense, especially on the back end. I know Patrick Peterson played well and Harrison Smith are, you know, good players, but, you know, you just saw Mac Jones throw for almost 400 yards and three touchdowns against them 3 or 4 days ago. And so offensively yesterday was fantastic. And then, you know, the running game started off, you know, first half was not great from a Jets perspective from the running game. They felt like it was a lot of side to side. They just couldn't find that, you know, kind of find the, you know, the right hole, or they couldn't get enough movement. And then, you know, as the game wore on, what's kind of happened, it's similar to kind of like the Buffalo game and a couple other games where they kind of wear teams down a little bit. And, you know, you look at Donovan Knight, he's a guy I was excited about there in camp. If, you know, people remember, a lot of people were excited about it. He runs really hard, had over 100 total yards, I believe 60, 65 plus in the run game, another 30 to 40 in the, you know, in the pass game, ran well. He's a guy that with a lot of these injuries, they're going to need him to step up. And then you look at a guy like Ty Johnson, who, you know, sometimes just, you know, getting fresh legs in there, and Ty Johnson's playing hard and running the football well and had a really nice touchdown run, obviously, you know, down the left sideline. And, you know, they're going to need those guys to continue to step up. You know, it's weird seeing James Robinson be a healthy scratch, but if Michael Carter's out, you're going to see Robinson kind of come back into the fold here with Knight, you know, and Johnson. And again, the offensive line, I thought, played decently. I think only gave one sack. White was really only hurried two or three times. It felt like, you know, he got the ball out of his hands on the other one. So overall performance, you know, you got to give the offense an A. There's just really nothing. There's nothing else you could say about it. You know, they've got some elite level weapons. I know Connor Hughes put it, you know, phrased it as the Jets are. They've got store brand Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, let's see what happens with White. You know, obviously had the nice Bengals game last year, but looked like a much better player, you know, in this football game, and now gets to go to a chance to go to Minnesota. You know, he played in some, you know, tough conditions today and was able to kind of rebound and see if the Jets offense can carry that into a Vikings game where they have every single shot to get to 8-4 before going to Buffalo and then come home to two very soft opponents and defenses in Jacksonville and Detroit.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Defensively, weird game, I felt like, from the Jets. You know, there was all the Nathan Peterman or Trevor Siemian, and felt like a game of cat and mouse a little bit from the Bears. Justin Fields didn't really feel like he was ever going to play it. I think the Bears, you know, the Bears are doing some nice things, and, you know, obviously they have a long way to go before they're competitive again. But the Bears not forcing Justin Fields out there with a separated shoulder when they're 3-7 or 3-8 is absolutely the right move. If you believe he's your franchise guy, you are not risking him in any way, shape, or form. So then they, it's Trevor Siemian all week, and then it's Nathan Peterman, because Siemian potentially pulled his oblique in warmups, but then he's warming up and he's actually fine. Very weird stuff. Felt like the Jets defense, as happy as they were, Mike White was starting, and there's obviously all the comments, whether it was, some of the stuff that came out obviously throughout the week. I did feel like the Jets defense started off kind of half asleep. First drive, some bad tackling. The Bears go right down the field. Then there's some bad tackling again on the second drive. It felt like the Jets defense kind of kicked it in gear at 10-7 when it was 10-7 Chicago. Obviously, the Bears did not score again. And the Jets defense kind of turned it up a little bit. Tackling got better. They got much better, in the pass game. Sauce got beat early on for one. DJ Reed got, beat, which was a crazy catch, obviously down there. So, it's hard to fault them. CJ Mosley gets a pick at the end, but wasn't CJ Mosley's best game. I have to, go back and watch obviously this morning, but it felt like missed a couple tackles. Felt like there was a couple missed tackles. Some other guys, John Franklin Myers was by far him and Bryce Hoff yesterday were incredibly effective. It didn't feel like it was a quiet game for Carl Lawson, quiet game for, Clemens, and Quinn Williams had one quarterback hit, but it felt like it was a bit of a quiet game for him by his standards. Cause he's obviously been an all pro, quiet Sauce game, quiet Reed game. It was a lot of different things. LaMarcus Joyner almost had a pick at the end. But the Jets defense clamped down again. Would love to see them fall in a fumble one of these days. I tweeted it out. I believe they forced 10 fumbles. Other teams have forced, have fumbled another five times and they've only recovered three. So would love to see that. Would love to see that kind of number even out as we go into some crucial games here down the stretch. But the defense, you give them a B. I thought it was, fine. Look, they held a team at 10 points. They've given up 13 total points in the last 2 weeks. And only 30, I guess, over the last 3 weeks, which is insane, right? They're gonna, 10 points a game. That's awesome. And you saw when the Jets offense is cooking, there is some room, leeway, and the defense doesn't have to feel like they have to be perfect. And that's something that is huge. Again, that said, you'd like to see the tackling sure up against Minnesota. They're a difficult offense to go against. Obviously, if that one probably, arguably the best receiver in football. And, Kirk is prone to mistakes, and you want to see guys like Reed, Sauce, and others, kind of make them pay for that. But quiet game overall for the defense. Again, giving up 10 points, you're not going to fault them. But again, just a bit of a weird start. They felt like they were kind of half asleep. And then, they kind of woke up after, that first quarter, quarter and a half. Special teams wise, Greg Zuerlein made a 57-yarder, very impressive in the rain. Other than that, and Braden Mann had one really nice punt down by, Justin Hardy, who should probably be a Pro Bowler, in my opinion. He had one, punted down to the one. Those were both really impressive. That's, the high ceiling of, I guess, both guys, where both are supposed to have big, strong legs. You love to see that, especially in the conditions. The punting overall, other than that, and the, a missed kick in the rain, it's hard to fault the guy. But again, back to the Zuerlein one, I really wish that in fourth and two, Jets, in the rain, I think Salah should be going for it there. I know they got lucky that he made the kick, but I would like to have seen Salah go for that. I didn't think 14-10 to 17-10 really moved the needle, knowing the way the Jets were playing, but in the conditions, 21-10, maybe that game's over already. So don't love the decision, but I understand why they did kick it there. And you obviously trust the leg of Zuerlein, but Braden Mann dropping the snap. He's just had these mistakes, it feels like, in some of these games. And when he drops that snap there, you're thinking, oh boy, here we go. This could be one of those ugly games where the Jets are shooting themselves in the foot. That stuff's got to get cleaned up. There can't be the slip kickoff. There feels like there's a mistake almost every week. And that stuff you'd love to see get cleaned up, because you just can't have that. You can't have special teams costing you. Barrios had a few nice returns in the punt game, the kickoff return game. They still have not gotten going. It feels like they haven't broken even like a somewhat big kickoff return, but overall, look, they made the big kick. The special teams didn't cost them the game, and they had two really nice plays. But again, you just would like to see some of those little mistakes. It feels like that happen. There's one or two mistakes a game, and those got to get cleaned up overall, in the kicking game, whether it's missed field goals, botched snaps, those type of situations. So overall, look, yesterday was an exciting day. You don't have to hear about Zach Wilson for another week. I don't want to, there's no need to bash Zach and all these different things and being on the sideline. It's pouring rain. I don't think, Fox caught him a couple times, and it felt like, you know, it's an easy screenshot of, oh, look, Zach doesn't care. Zach cares, obviously. Bash the kid. And look, Mike White's going to be the starter for the foreseeable future. I said it on, you know, radio this week. If Mike White plays even half decently, we won't be seeing Zach Wilson again this year. That means the Jets are winning football games. And look, they're 7-4, the chance to, you know, every chance to make the playoffs. This is a big week in the NFL. The Jets can kind of swing and make up for that Vikings game, the Patriots games in a big way if they win over the Vikings. You know, going into the year, maybe you looked at the Patriots games and said we could win both these. I don't know if you said that about the Vikings and the Bills games. So can you go, you know, can you split these next two, get yourself to 8-5, you know, with two home games, very winnable home games, to get yourself to 10 wins? You know, Seattle doesn't look quite as, you know, it's quite as difficult. You know, they just get 41 points to the Raiders, who are probably the worst team in football, one of the worst teams in football. You look at Miami, you know, you never know. You know, obviously, as it stands right now, the Jets would be the 7th seed. You know, Bills, Patriots is, you know, maybe, you know, you go into, there's a good chance if you win Sunday, you're going into the Bills game, you know, with a chance to compete for the 5th seed. And if you lose, you know, Sunday, and, you know, or the Bills, you know, lose on Sunday and the Patriots, you know, lose again, it's good for the Jets, right? So, you know, Jets are back in the playoffs as, you know, as it stands today in December. You know, the goal was to play competitive December football. Well, they're for damn sure playing competitive December football. They've got, you know, six games here to go, and you know, they've got to, you know, can they get to 4-2 down the stretch here? Can they get to, you know, can they get to at least, you know, 3-3? You know, can you win the two home games you're supposed to, and can you steal one or two of these on the road here? Seattle and Minnesota look the most likely. But you never know what happens in this league. This has been a crazy year, but we'll have a bunch of episodes this week. I'll have, you know, Connor Hughes will be on. There'll be a full breakdown, you know, more of this game once I'm able to dive into the tape and, you know, kind of start to preview the Vikings stuff. And then, you know, we'll have some people from the Vikings come on later this week. So appreciate everybody for listening. Subscribe, rate, review, and we'll talk to you guys later in the week. Enjoy your victory Monday.